my life. Just watching you being born. The Motown and the Temptations. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed myself, bro. Talk to you later.
Duh.
I've made the decision to end Wild Nights. Oh no, what is she doing? How could you? We'll never survive. I've been doing this show for over 4 years. I put my blood, my sweat, I've also put my tears into it. I've developed writer's cramp. Ouchies. And that's just one of my obstacles that I've had to overcome this year. To say that this year has been a doozy, a challenge, a ride I would like to get off of, please. Earlier this year, I had a C-section. Yikes. I agree. I didn't even get a baby out of it. It required 6 weeks of healing. And the day that I was cleared to make my grand entrance back into the world, my dad got diagnosed with cancer. Then everything changed, and it will never be the same. I lost my dad on July 3rd, 2025. I can't believe that's a real sentence. My dad loved Wild Nights so much. He was so proud of me. How lucky was I that in his free time, he was in his recliner, watching YouTube episodes of Wild Nights and passing my business cards out while he was running his own business. He reminded me all the time what a fucking smash hit this show is. You can't escape your father dying. So as my brother said, we were lucky to have an amazing one. One of the reasons I wanted to move on to the next chapter of my podcasting journey is because my father was actually the wildest. You can ask anyone who's ever known him at any stage of his life. He did begin to slow down over the years. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's cancer cells. I've dabbled in a very wild lifestyle myself. One that had to be tamed but not forgotten, honored, and set in the history books of podcasts in order to have a successful life. But I wasn't Howard Powell Wild. I was Rocky Powell Wild. And that was good enough for me. Grief is funny. I've never felt pain like this. And I say pain. And what I mean is it's a concentrated pain right where my heart is. I can physically feel it. I can be having a great day. I can be laughing, winning. I can be fully present in a conversation and still feel like the pain is there. It's not anything that someone can fix or that anyone is supposed to fix. It's simply the cost of deep love. My grief has helped me relate to people in different ways. It made me look at my dad differently. He lost his dad relatively young, and it's a trauma at any age, but I do believe it's got to be worse the younger you are, even if it is the worst at any age, if that makes sense. It used to be hard for me to listen to people talk about losing their parents because, admittedly, I thought it was like a cold, like you could catch it. I've learned that that's not the case, and if anybody wants to share any fact or feeling ever about the parent that they lost, they have two ears right here that will listen. I sometimes wish I could have given my dad that same listening ear. I think about all the pain my dad felt from losing his dad, and I feel like it was transferred over to my body when he took his last breath, when he was finally free of the weight of carrying it. And now it's mine to hold. My dad was hilarious. He's a huge part of the reason why we're funny. He was the most fantastic storyteller, and he never used any filler words. He was so intelligent. He had excellent survival skills. But now we see nobody's perfect. And it's okay to laugh, people. I could give you 1,000 tricks and words of wisdom my dad taught me, but I won't because they're mine. Get your own fucking dad. One I will give you because you're the party god squad, you're my people, is try to be as joyful and silly as you can be. It's contagious. Life will get serious, I promise you that. But when it really doesn't have to be, make it fun. Make it fun. There is a musician in my community that goes by the name of Sky Adler. He put out an album called Good Grief, which came out a few months ago. And it couldn't have come out at a better time for me because I'm outside grieving. And I want to hear other people's journeys through grief. I want to hear their art while they're going through their grief journey. I want to relate. What a great way to move through grief, an entire album. I decided, what better way to move through my own grief but to listen to it? Write a thesis and tell you the journey the album took me on. It was a fire album from cover to close. It has a Citizen Cope, Glass Animals kind of feel, two of my favorites. The first song was Dear M. It starts with his mom talking to him, which, hello, if you'd be interested in listening to 30 minutes of voicemails from my dad, I would have made an episode called 30 minutes of voicemails from my dad. So boom, I'm hit right in the feels, beautiful. Then he wove that into the song. There's a line, I wish that I could have you back just one more time. And that's a line that just makes my eyes water and puts my throat in a chokehold because you don't know unless you know what I wouldn't give to have my dad pop open a door and shout my name in this loud, elongated, silly way that he always said it. I'd probably give an organ and I'm not joking. Usually I'm joking. I stay on Joke Island. I get my mail delivered to 123 Ha Ha Lane, Cross Street, Joke Avenue in Jokesville, USA, zip code LOLOL. But this time I'm serious. An entire organ for 5 seconds. He said, time for me to grow up now. And you do. I'm down 50% of my protectors. I have to be on swivel. I'm swimming in the deep blue sea with a half-deflated life vest and rocks in my socks, bitch. But you know, as he says in the song, you'll always be a part of me. By the way, if you got parents with a pulse, don't say to people who don't have parents with a pulse that they're always with you. That is considered a slur in the dead parent society. That is our slur and you can't say it. The song Dear M ends in slow motion. Perfection. Life is in slow motion and the rest of the world didn't get the memo. So Far So Good is next. My guy said, if I never face it, I'll never know how. Write that down. An artist by the name of Bugs sings on the track, and I'm not kidding, I got chills. I'm looking for sun in the dark. Excuse the hell out of me. I didn't know we were dropping metaphors like that. I didn't know we were re-dropping metaphors so deep you needed a passport and a snorkel. I'm looking for sun in the dark. This song is good for anybody going through a hard time but can see a sliver of the light. So non-orphans, you can turn it up in the headphones. One foot in front of the other, biatch. Grown is the third track, and this song made it into my regular rotation a couple months ago. It's a vibe. What I'm supposed to do with a dollar? Grow up, but slow down. Money, 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 yeah, you're grown now. I feel like I'm inside a kaleidoscope in the middle of a field during a sunset laying on my back and I'm a kid. But then someone reminds me I'm an adult, not a kaleidoscope person, and also it's time to get busy. Busy doing what, you might ask? Well, something grown as hell that I don't want to be doing, that sort of thing. This song feels like a sigh that's actually a whole conversation. He says the line, I got a beard now. And I took that as if he's looking for something cool about himself that he can tell his mom that's different from when she was here. And that's pretty cool, right? Maybe one day I'll say, I bought a goldfish, so that's pretty cool. Get It Right is up next. This song transported me to a movie montage. A lot of songs transport me to a montage, okay? Killer lyrics. Ready? Here's the montage based on the song. I'm going on a date. He's not a stranger per se. Maybe friends of friends. Hint, fucking hint, you guys. Where are your friends of friends? And I would say the dating portion of this montage is new. And I'm dressed perfectly. Body, tee, makeup, mint, smelling fresh. And in my vision, everything is riding on the aesthetic. And I get on the subway. And the subway says 15 minutes till the next one. I try to order a car, but because of traffic, it'll take twice as long. I throw my hands up in frustration, montage frustration, and I text my date, I'm gonna be late, but before I can hit send, and when I throw my hands up, I drop my phone and the screen cracks. I don't know his number by heart because it's not 19-fucking-99, so I just gotta wait. And out of nowhere, it starts pouring rain. Do I have an umbrella? Not in this montage, babe. I'm drenched. Then the train comes, and because of the 15-minute wait, all these people are on this crowded train. I ride for 25 minutes, never getting a seat. Was the AC broken on the train? You bet your fine ass it was. And when I finally get off at my stop, the rain stops. I smell a glimmer of hope. And when I close my eyes, I get a big whiff of a car that goes by and hits me with that curb puddle for sport. At least at this point, a lot of you are like, girl, go home. And I would have gone home. And you know what? You are an excellent problem solver. And if I had a makeshift trophy to give you for your suggestions that you could put on your mantle, you bet it would be on its way. But this is a montage for entertainment purposes. Therefore, I don't problem solve in the montage. I take you on the ride of the montage. Otherwise, there's no entertainment. Moving on. Between the wetness of the rain and the wetness of the puddle, water breaks my shoe. Now I'm sliding my shoe across the sidewalk, sweat mixed with rain, makeup running, hair out of control, phone cracked. I open the door to the restaurant and I'm met with the warmest, kindest smile and laugh. Oh my God, what happened? Are you okay? Montage over and what? Everything's fine? Did the date end up going well? That is up to your interpretation, mis amigos. The montage lesson is sometimes faking perfection hides the most lovable and beautiful parts of you. The next song is Ghost, which I really think you gotta be careful with this one. It's boppy, it's fun, but the lyrics are a sneaky outpouring of the emotions you go through whilst being ghosted. Should you allow yourself to feel anything?
Oh, you've never been ghosted. Oh, Helen knows the owner.
I'm joking. That's good for you. Congratulations. You're too hot to quit and you pick emotionally available partners. Brava. Again, I wish I had a trophy for you. Sometimes being nice is mean. Everyone is precious with each other and I genuinely don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Well, actually, I think in a lot of ways people are precious in the way Lenny in Of Mice and Men is precious with the mouse. Spoiler alert, he squeezes the mouse to death with his strong hand. I see the good. You don't want to hurt someone with words, hoping you slither into the shadows of their memory. If you choose to be honest, some bad may come from that. But is it bad? You tell someone the truth about your feeling and boom, they blow up on you or cry. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe seeing a volatile reaction is like, oh, okay, cool, now I know. Relationships strained or worse ended on a bad note, or better, you got through the mess. But there's something so cool and brave and hot about honesty. But, you know, what do I know? Follow the vibe. I truly feel the world would be so insanely bitchin' if we all just followed the vibe. But then I freak out and say, well, can everyone follow the vibe? Or do some people need to guide the vibe? And then I say, if everyone's in their own vibe, then you don't need a vibe leader. Then I remember I'm listening to a song about ghosting while simultaneously solving the vibe crisis. You're welcome. At the end of the day, ghost if that's who you are at your core. And if you get ghosted, oof, reevaluate. Perhaps ghosts are best left in the shadows. Boo. Star is the next song. This song is like looking up at the constellations. It's giving love story, but blockbuster movie love story that goes through all the levels of deep love. There's trials, there's tribulation, there's tribulations and trials. These two are so intertwined with each other that it feels like they're each other's sand. They're one, then they're separate, but then they're back together. They're like that amusement park swing that all the swings are tethered, then the ride starts back up, and then they go back in and out. Do you know it? It's like a carousel, but for swings. Listen. Rude Boy. Rude Boy, Rude Boy, Rude Boy. Put it on your playlist immediately. Add it. No other words. Just listen. God damn. Just listen. Past That is next. Carrying all these demons and damn, I'm kinda buff. I'm sorry, what? Is my homie out here identifying as a dragon? Because he spits hot fire. I smoke too much. I'm slow-mo. Perfect song for stoners or those who appreciate melodic vibes. If songs could be related, this song would be cousins with Because I Got High. I just can't decide if it's the older, cooler, poetic cousin who always lets their little cousin tag along or the younger, more evolved cousin who took the tricks and made them their own. It's just fun, but it's deep and it's catchy and it's quirky. Everything I got it from my mama. Raw shit. The chorus to Raw Shit is honestly gonna be my new affirmations for dating and for new friendships, cause you gotta say some raw shit to get with me. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, you do. Follow that intrusive thought with confidence, my guy. Double down with your whole chest, Papi Chulo. I'm trying to laugh on some Eddie Murphy raw shit. Let's just laugh, kid. You need some dollars. Life ain't cheap. You need some dollars. Life ain't cheap. One more time. You need some dollars. Life ain't cheap. Be a boss, boy. Don't you play no games with me. And that, well, that's the second most important line of the chorus. Don't you play no games with me. I'll let you listen and guess the most important line. Cola, where does this song put me? What is it saying to me? I'm gonna say good and bad butterflies. Good because it's about a 21-month situationship that ends. The beat of the song puts you in all those beginning flirting phases. If there are no lyrics in the song and it's just a beat, the song is the embodiment of a crush. That's what the beat is. The musical version of having a crush. The lyrics? The lyrics hurt your feelings because if evolution is going well for you, you start to recognize patterns in yourself. And generally, when you recognize negative or unhealthy ones, you have to find a way to break them. And you have to do that so you can have a positive evolution and stop the negative patterns. And it's a lot of evolution talk, but I think positive evolution is just the best. It's just the best. It's sexy. It's cool. Good positive evolution is sexy and cool. It's crazy sexy cool. It's a TLC album. I would have sex with it. If positive evolution was human, Flapjack City, baby. I say Flapjack City because sometimes sex sounds like flapjacks. So enjoy that thought next time you're having a Sunday morning roll in the hay. So whilst listening to the crush beat provided, I was also listening to the story of the song, and it was the workings of a negative pattern. It resonated, hence the good and bad butterflies. That's what music is supposed to do, make you feel, make you think. Now, speaking of making you think, what I was going to say to all of you listening, my very own Party God Squad, was that music is so powerful that Phil Collins outed a murderer to a massive audience in the song In the Air of the Night. And then I said, hey, let me Google how many years Phil Collins kept the secret of the drowning that he witnessed only to out the person responsible in front of a small nation size of people. And when I Googled this cue, the internet said it was a falsity. In the Air of the Night was actually about his divorce. Which, yeah. No, honestly, he was hitting the notes in the key of divorce. I felt the good and the bad feelings throughout Cola. Please Don't Break Up With Me is next. And it put me immediately in the world of a late 90s teen classic where the movie opens on a broken-hearted guy montage. And he's doing his absolute best. And he's got to watch his ex-girl be in a new relationship. And it's his fault because he ended it just because his little feelings scared him. Now he's watching from the sidelines. And no, she doesn't come back. Sad montage. Sit down and watch. Speaking of sitting down, the next song is called I've Got a Chill. You close your eyes and the way he punches each line feels like you're on an elevator. And every time you hit the down button, the elevator's open, but the elevator's in your mind. So essentially it's like every floor is a new thought. And it glides very smoothly to the next floor. Or sometimes you get stuck in between floors. And sometimes the doors close before a new thought can come on. Sometimes thinking is an elevator of the mind. We all gotta chill. We're going nowhere fast. And a lot of the time, rushing for no reason generates anxiety you don't need. Even if you mess up, life is gonna keep going. So you don't need to rush. Get it wrong. This song falls in a perfect spot, coming on right after I've Got a Chill. This is more honed in on the feelings of the days rather than the action of the days. Feeling like it's too late and time is passing you by and the opportunities whoosh on by. The line that I found most interesting was, sometimes I can't wait to get off this ride. Will you be there when I close my eyes? That to me leaves so many avenues for interpretation. I heard a discussion while consuming content. Why are we thinking about being home when we're doing the things that our goals led us to? Have you ever booked something or planned for something that you worked hard towards, and then when it's happening, you thought to yourself, damn, I wish I was home. And when I heard that discussion, I had to admit, damn, that's happened to me. Or when I'm on the way to somewhere I want to be going, and I'll be enjoying it, but I'm also counting down the minutes till being home. What about the line, will you be there when I close my eyes? Does it mean when I close my eyes to go to sleep or the big close? Does it mean whoever is with you? Does it mean that they're there with you in the physical when you close your eyes and they're just next to you and you can't see them? Or does it mean that they're with you when you close your eyes and they're not next to you in the physical? It's an absolute trip and it can go in so many different directions. What I'm choosing to take from it is just try and be as present as possible, people. Up next, we have For the Both of Us. I see this song as losing the breakup, period. If you're currently losing the breakup, this one will definitely help you through. Maybe you think this is the part of the show where I tell you how to not lose the breakup. I won't do that. And I won't do that because losers don't listen to this podcast, babe. Haters, maybe, but not losers. Oh, I love the next song so much. It's called Old and Ugly, and it's top down, roof open, waves with your arms out the window, singing at the top of your lungs. Such a real song. He sings, I'm not worried anymore about what you think of me. Now, I'm a first year student in the Dead Dad Academy, but one of the first lessons they teach you is you really don't care about what people think of you. The I don't give a fucks get cranked up. So thanks, Dad. Sidebar. The thing about my dad is, as jokey and as silly and as hilarious as he was, he would never make a Dead Dad joke. But he certainly raised me to be somebody who would. So you ain't exempt from this heat, Daddy-o. Sorry, my guy in the sky, you could get it too. He would laugh at that. Actually, he would say, that was cold, Rocky. That was cold. Wild. The second to last song reminded me of Dashboard Confessional, specifically for my Dashboard Confessional connoisseurs. It could have been on the album Dusk and Summer. Just a beautiful track. You're on the beach, the sun is setting, and you've got nothing to do in the morning. It's a crisp and cozy little ditty. Leave It Alone is the last song, and it feels like the perfect bow to put on the caboose. Do you put bows on cabooses? Because I got the vibe that this is a bow on a caboose kind of ending to the album. That I was being gently escorted out of the tracks. It's almost the protector of the other songs. I see it as a wall guarding the songs, and you walk through this black carpeted hallway indoor path and you exit the album. A gentle giant of a song on a monster album. There's something for every single one of you, so give it a listen. The album is called Good Grief. And in the time between me writing this and now, Sky Adler does have another album out. So look at you, possibly discovering a new artist and impressing your friends. Frankly, the album couldn't have come at a better time for me as I go through my own grief journey, so thank you for your art. And as I end the last episode of Wild Nights, I just wanted to say a few things. First, thank you to this show. It has allowed me a vessel to what gets my creative juices flowing. I've learned so much about myself, healed so many parts of myself, recorded essentially an audio summary of the last 4 years of my exciting life. I've met so many incredible friends, acquaintances, connections. Most importantly, I made my parents proud. I tamed a lot of that dog in me and simultaneously perfected partying. Is this the end of my podcasting journey? Hell no. For all I know, this could be the beginning. You listening. Your energy is the single most valuable currency you have, besides love. Listen, for real, your energy is the single most valuable currency that you have. That's why thousands upon thousands and million upon millions of dollars go into entertaining you, go into ads to get you to buy stuff. That's why entertainers are paid so much money. It's for your attention. They want it. People want your attention currency. That's why it's called paying attention. You have the power to generate it and share it or waste it or let people siphon it or give it to people freely in hopes that they give something back. I hope I've given you something back by sharing my words and experiences as vulnerably as I was capable of doing. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Party God Squad, for spending your precious energy on me throughout the best body of art I've ever created. I love you. Until next time, stay wild.
Madison, United States of America, that's what that's. Hey, Rock, I'm gonna bring you with spa day in the restaurant in a little while, okay? All right, I got you, baby. All right, talk to you in a minute.
Is it?